Spiritual warfare for the goth soul. Discernment, not paranoia. It's real spiritual warfare in the shadowy corners of our goth world, where black lace meets flickering candlelight and the music pulses with emotion. But it's not about jumping at every shadow or seeing demons everywhere. You need discernment if you want to tell truth from lies without losing your mind to fear. If you're a goth soul trying to follow Christ in a scene that feels dark and misunderstood, this is for you. We'll talk about what spiritual warfare looks like, why paranoia is a trap, and how discernment sets us free. In Ephesians 6, the Bible tells us we're not fighting people around us, but powers and forces we can't see. This can hit close to home for goths because our culture is filled with themes of death, mystery, and the unseen. That's not bad on its own. God made us to see beauty in the dark. But Satan twists that sensitivity into paranoia all the time. It's like you start thinking every sad song opens a door to something evil or your black clothes make you less holy. The concept of discernment is like having spiritual eyes that see clearly without freaking out. God gives wisdom freely to anyone who asks, so ask. Instead of panicking, pause and pray when something seems off. Are these songs drawing me away from God, or are they just expressing pain in an honest way? You can enjoy art while guarding your heart with discernment. Think about the armor of God again. Truth holds everything together. In our world of dramatic aesthetics and intense emotions, truth keeps us grounded. Righteousness keeps us safe when guilt creeps in, because we look different. The church often judges goths, but righteousness comes from Christ, not fitting into a mold. Shoes of peace help us walk through the scene without getting into fights or hiding our faith. If doubt says you can't be both goth and Christian, the shield of faith blocks them. In the darkest hours, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, is your best weapon. Memorize verses that speak to your soul. The helmet of salvation keeps your mind from overthinking everything. The key is balance. Paranoia creeps in when we forget grace. You might worry enjoying a graveyard photo shoot is satanic. Yet God created beauty even in ruins and shadows. Discernment asks, does this draw me closer to Jesus or pull me into isolation and despair? If it is the latter, adjust. If it's neutral or good, enjoy it. During this war, prayer is huge. Not long, fancy prayers, but honest talks with God while you listen to your favorite bands or get ready in your Victorian-inspired outfits. Pray for protection over your mind and heart. Praise Him for how creative He made the goth community. Many goths have deep souls that feel things intensely, and that can be a strength when surrendered to Him. Get in touch with other believers who get the goth vibe. They don't have to dress like you, but they shouldn't shame your style either. Together, we'll be able to stand firm without paranoia. Look at dark themes in Scripture like the Valley of the Shadow of Death or prophetic battles in Bible studies. Let's talk about media. Goth music, literature, and art often explore suffering and macabre. You can engage without getting consumed. Some songs talk about real pain Jesus understands, while others just glorify evil. Look for reviews or ask trusted friends for help. Avoid content that makes you feel hopeless. When things feel heavy, you can reset your spirit by fasting from certain influences. Take a break from doom scrolling or endless dark playlists, and listen to worship music that resonates with your aesthetic, such as darker Christian bands or atmospheric instrumentals. Satan wants you to be paranoid and isolated. God wants you to be discerning and connected. Jesus walked among the outcasts. He can use your unique goth perspective to reach people others cannot. Your black nail polish and poetic soul aren't barriers. Give them to Him and their tools. When fear hits, speak truth out loud. Verse like 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 reminds us God gives power, love, and a sound mind, not fear. The goth scene is full of mental health struggles. Spiritual warfare includes taking care of your mind and body. Discernment means knowing when to seek counseling or medical attention while still relying on God. Be moderate. Don't throw out everything goth because you think it's bad. And don't jump in without checking your heart. You'll face pushback from both sides. From goths that think faith ruins the vibe to Christians who fear dark aesthetics. Stand firm in discernment. Your life can show that Christ shines brightest in the dark. You aren't alone in this battle. Keep seeking God. He sees your heart and knows what you fight in silence. Trust Him to guide you through every shadowy corridor of your soul. With discernment as your guide, paranoia loses its power, and your goth soul thrives in the light of Christ. My guess is that people are drawn to death symbols because life can be tough. There's anxiety, loss, uncertainty. Skulls remind us that we're all heading the same way, which makes people want to live more intensely or embrace nihilism. Christian hope changes that. We acknowledge death. We don't ignore the skulls and bones, but we look beyond them to the empty tomb. Jesus conquered death, and his resurrection gives us hope. In the Bible, there's a promise of a resurrection that's not vague. It's a physical resurrection. We'll be regenerated, made new, imperishable. That's comforting when you're facing death culture that treats the body like a trashy waste of time. Christ says the body matters, it's a temple, and it's going to be redeemed. If you want to make this practical and casual, think about how you can use these ideas. Maybe you're into Gothic fashion with crosses and skulls. That's fine, as long as your heart is filled with hope. Use those symbols to talk about faith. Hey, why the skull? Death has been defeated, so I like it. The Christian faith has long dealt with death themes. Medieval art had danse macabre, skeletons dancing with the living to remind us of equality in death, but always with a message of salvation and judgment. Today, we can reclaim it. Instead of despair, we see beauty in the contrast, light piercing dark. In extreme cases, death culture might glorify darker elements, but we counter with life abundant. Jesus said he came so we might have life to the full. My point is that pop culture's fascination with vampires and undead often lacks true resurrection. It's twisted immortality without God. Christian hope offers real eternal life. Whenever you see cemetery art or skull motifs, pray. Praise God for victory over death. Share the gospel casually, like this is cool, but there's more. Jesus' resurrection appearances show he ate, was touched, had a real body. Imagine the catacombs where early Christians bury their dead with symbols of hope, anchors, fish, not just death. We can do the same. Death is universal, but hope in Christ is too. Skulls remind us of humility, bones remind us of our frailty, and resurrection reminds us of our power. Some Gothic novels had Christian undertones, like works about sin and redemption. Death culture on social media, skull filters, memes about dying. We respond with empty tomb memes. It's okay to enjoy the aesthetic. Even stark images have beauty. But don't let it overshadow the hope. We participate in his death and resurrection in Philippians. Finally, skulls, bones, and resurrection together paint a picture of death culture meeting Christian hope. Embrace the Gothic, but let the resurrection shine through.